Hey everyone, you are now tuning into The Rebecca Listener, a podcast for Rebecca School, which is a therapeutic day school for children ages 3 to 21 with neurodevelopmental delays of relating and communicating, including those on the autism spectrum. My name is Chris Hernandez, Director of Educational Technology here at The Rebecca School, and I will be your host as we journey into the daily lives of those who work here. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Rebecca Listener. I am your host, Chris Hernandez, and with me today, I have two of my really cool colleagues, Lindsay and Ariel. If y'all want to introduce yourselves really quick.
Sure. I'm Ariel. I am a physical therapist here at Rebecca School. I've been here, I think this is like my fourth year now. I'm having a great time here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay. I'm an occupational therapist here at Rebecca School, we've been doing the OT thing here for about 5 years now, so excited to be here on the podcast talking about some of the different things we do in and outside our realms as related service providers.
Yeah.
Amazing. And again, I really thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it. And so we're here today to talk about TAP Group. So pre-pandemic, I know that we had an episode about TAP Group, and our colleague Tony was on it with us, and we talked about kind of like TAP Group in theory, what we were trying to do, what was it that we were trying to achieve. And now I want to obviously touch base, see what changes have been made. What are y'all focusing on? What is it that the students are focusing on? So if one of y'all want to take it from there and tell us and our listeners what TAP Group is. And yeah, we'll just start from there.
Cool. I joined TAP Group, I think, a little bit later than Lindsay and Tony did. But coming back into it after the pandemic has been really exciting, first of all, because I think it was like one of the first things that we got to do like post-pandemic and like bringing people together from across the floors, things like that. I think that our focus in TAP Group right now, overarchingly, is more so just like having a really, really good time and like sharing our passion for dance with our students that we have in the group, and kind of seeing them flourish through that and seeing their excitement and learning new dancing and getting more in touch with their bodies. And yeah, I think that's kind of like what we've been focusing on, overarching, I would say.
Yeah, I think TAP Group is just a really joyful experience for us and for the students. Ariel and I have spent a lot of time talking about what our purpose is in this group. And I think pre-pandemic and what was probably talked about a lot in the first episode was what we're really thinking about now, which is providing access to our students, a space for them to participate in things that they might not be able to outside of Rebecca School, and sharing something that we feel passionately about and seeing how they feel about it too. There's no rules in who can join TAP Group. You don't have to dance to be a member of TAP Group. Everybody has a role and a space to participate. People come in, people go out. We have consistent members each week. Sometimes we have drop-ins, and it's a space where everyone's welcome and supported in movement and confidence building. And being part of a community.
And thinking about like the roles that each of the students have, I think, is something we talked about just today. We had TAP Group like an hour ago, and so this was something we were thinking about. They've kind of just occurred so naturally, and it's not like we've gone in and said, you're going to be this person today, you're going to be that person. They're kind of just naturally falling into the roles. Like, for example, one of the students today decided that he was going to be the announcer of TAP Group and found a microphone and picked it up and was announcing things as they were happening and who's taking their turn next. And, you know, all the while he is still dancing and moving his body, but also finding another way to fit himself into the group and feel comfortable in this space. So that's been really awesome to see the things that they're creating and coming up with that are completely external of what we even thought would happen. And they're just like so organic, and all the students kind of flow with it. And that's really cool to see, too.
That's really, really awesome. And it's really great to hear that the group is kind of like free flowing, where the kids get to pick up and do whatever they want and feel most comfortable in the group. And I've been to one group before. I didn't really get invited. I just walked into it. I started taking pictures because I'm that annoying person that just walks into a room. And I saw they come in, they do or don't have their own assigned tap shoes, or it's
They do. And they didn't always. I think that we kind of have like labeled them now so that it's like easier so that we can get into the flow of things. Like we know exactly who's getting which tap shoes, because if not, we're like refitting everyone every come in. But we actually have a really, really nice flow and structure to the group that's like an overarching structure so that they know what's coming next, exactly what's happening, being so predictable, I guess. So the first thing they do, they come in, they put their tap shoes on. We kind of wait for everyone to be ready to and having their tap shoes on. We kind of start forming a circle so that they kind of see that that's their visual cue of like, all right, we're getting ready to start. And we'll give them like verbal cues to kind of join us. And then we start by singing hello to tap group. Every student gets to take their turn and they walk into the circle and they do a little dance while we sing a song for them and chant for them. And then we start getting into tapping. Each week, this is something that we've kind of started a little more recently. Each week there's a new leader of tap group, and so one of the students gets to be the leader of the week, where they get to pick the tap step of the week and the song of the week that we're going to create our dance to. And then it's kind of structured that way, so they'll pick the step of the week, then everyone will go across the floor and do that one step, then we'll make up a dance. The dance is going to start with that step that the student has chosen, and then everyone kind of collaborates together and we'll make up a dance together. And that's been like the general flow of what happens, I would say, for like the past few months now of the group.
That sounds so wonderful. And so do we plan on putting on like any like performance at the end of the year or something? Like what are we planning? Because it sounds to me like there's a build up to something. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, we would love that. And part of what we're really trying to do here is encourage the students to communicate to us in whatever way they do communicate that, you know, their feelings on tap group. And that's something that we're really working on developing in this group right now is, you know, is this part something you like? Do you like performing? Do you like being put on the spot in the middle of the room? Right. And there's, you know, one student who doesn't, who, you know, mainly sits on the side, but participates in his own way. And so I think as we kind of gather and progress in what the group looks like, that's a decision we're trying to make with the collaboration of the students in the group. And giving them kind of the agency to see if that is something they want to do. I think some have expressed liking taking video and having us send it to parents so that their parents can see. And I think it's something that they feel really proud of and connected to. So it's something that is a possibility and in the works, and we'll get back to you.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's semi sounds cryptic a little bit. So there's clearly something in the works. Yes. But that's so cool. That's so wonderful. And so now let's put our PT and OT hats on for a second. And I want you to talk about how y'all meet your goals in this group, because obviously you're still seeing students and you still have goals to meet. So I want to know how your goals are applicable to this group. Maybe someone else out there, maybe there's a PT, OT that's listening and they can gain some guidance from this.
So PT. Obviously, we are looking more at like gross motor skills and like larger movements and things like that. So traditionally, you might not think that tap is something because it's way more focused and it's a little bit more precise. But there's a lot of coordination that goes into being able to do tap group steps. There's a lot of balance that goes into it. And motor planning is like massive in tap. And so every time they're presented with a new tap step, they're kind of working through those pieces of components that are massive, massive things that are important during gross motor skills, like going up and down the stairs and running and walking and climbing and all of those things. And so while they're not very specifically doing those tasks, they are working on like the little caveats of it that are going to make it that much easier for them to do those things throughout the school environment for the rest of the day. And it's not as specific. I think in PT, we talk a lot about like specific training and about how if we're working on the stairs, the best way to do it is to be on the stairs, right? But kind of keeping in the back of your mind, like, yes, working on the stairs, being on the stairs is great for that, but what does their balance look like? Like, is that something that we needed to address before we got on the stairs? Like, what is their trunk control like? Is that something that we needed to address before we got on the stairs? And so all of those little pieces are things that are happening in Tap Group. And then they're doing it in a way that's way more fun than just, like, the strenuousness of going up and down the stairs. Like, no one wants to do that at all. I don't want to do that.
Right? I was just about to ask.
Right? No, I don't. I do it, but it's not the most fun thing in the world, but putting it into the context of this Tap Group makes it way more fun and a lot more enjoyable for them. And then they want to participate in there, and they're working on these skills and they have no idea that they're even working on them.
Yeah. And I think the fun piece, is such a big part of floor time and what we do here, and finding joy in the work, and making it passion based and joyful, a joyful experience for the students and for ourselves. And from an OT perspective, you know, we're thinking on a larger scale occupations, what are childhood occupations, play, leisure, social participation. Right. Those are three huge things that we're targeting in Tap Group. Leisure in particular, again, as we mentioned, you know, what do our kids enjoy doing for leisure? And this opens up a whole nother opportunity of something maybe they didn't know they were interested in. Maybe they didn't know it was something they could do. And we're providing the foundations for that. And then, you know, as Ariel was saying, from a sensory integration, motor planning perspective, there's so many different things that are being addressed from a foundational level in Tap Group. Rhythm is really the bridge to support movement and motor planning. And that's what TAP is all about. TAP is about creating a rhythm, and the entire structure of our group, from the hello song, through the steps, through the song, through our goodbye song, is all based in rhythm. Mm-hmm. And it's really creating this super grounding experience for our kids to move and play and learn and keep their bodies organized and in sync with themselves and in sync with one another, and then really figure out what the next step is. We also talked a little bit about the structure, and we also have really nice visual supports that we've added. Mm-hmm. That's something that's a newer addition. We've thought a lot about how to make the group more accessible to every student who joins us based on their communication. And something we've added is a visual board that kind of works through the sequence. And so thinking about motor planning and praxis from an OT perspective, sequencing, understanding the sequence of events, understanding the sequence of a movement pattern, body awareness, bilateral motor coordination. Yeah. You know, this is where PT and OT overlap so beautifully, and we have this really nice collaboration, because those are all things that just having fun and learning new steps is also teaching our kids.
Yeah. Beautiful. Amazing. This sounds so great. So I'm obviously going to have to revisit.
Please.
And come back to a group.
We have a pair of tap shoes waiting for you.
I'm so excited. And this time I will join.
Wow.
But I really want to thank y'all for coming on the podcast, especially last minute. I know that I just invited you on this week. And I really look forward to y'all coming back, because I really want to know if there's going to be a performance, what we have to look forward to, all of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
All right, y'all. Until next time.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a great time.
Thank you. We look forward to being back soon.
Absolutely.